Meet Len and Bernie Mintenko, a remarkable couple whose love for the community blooms as bright as the roughly 1,200 sunflowers they're growing in support of local charities. This year, the Mintenkos have decided to offer their support to the Moose Jaw Humane Society. "There's a lot of charities that could use support," Len Mintenko said. "So, we thought, you know, why not work with different charities and help them out?" Mintenko said they chose the Humane Society in recognition of all the good work they do for the community. "There are a lot of expenses to keep the dogs and hopefully foster them, and a lot of our children have dogs," he explained. "It's something we believe is important." What started as a simple passion for gardening has now blossomed into something more, selling their vibrant sunflowers to help those in need. The project began 3 years ago when they discovered a demand after seeing if any plants would sell at the local farmers' market. At the time, which was back in 2022, the Russian-Ukrainian war had just begun, and the couple decided that would be the best place to start. Since the national flower of the Ukraine is the sunflower, the symbolic gesture has stuck. The couple has since supported the Ukrainian Help and Exchange Program and the Rotary Clubs of Moose Jaw, which have both helped Ukrainian refugees in some capacity. The decision to assist the animal shelter was well received this year. "It's amazing that our community is so supportive of the shelter," said Donna Fritzky, the Humane Society's fundraising coordinator. "It's just always so wonderful to be able to work with our local people that are just willing to help. We're very grateful for all the support, so go and buy a sunflower." Mintenko said he's motivated by each smile he brings to someone's face with his efforts. "You go down some of the boulevards and yards and see that some of our sunflowers are feeding the birds and saving the bees. It's a good thing," Mintenko said. Each sunflower comes in an individual container and sells for $2 a piece. 50 cents from each sale goes toward the year's charitable organization. This year's varieties include Helianthus gigantus, which grows one large flowering head and stands tall enough to reach the soffits on an average home, and 8 to 10 foot tall Kong and mixed burgundy red velvet queen varieties. Two smaller varieties include Dwarf, which grows only 5 or 6 feet tall, and Teddy Bear, which grows approximately 2 feet tall and is ideal for borders and flower pots. The sunflowers will be sold at the Waccamaw Farmers Market on Saturday, May 25th, Saturday, June 1st, and possibly also Saturday, June 8th. The availability depends on whether there are any flowers left. The Waccamaw Farmers Market is set to open for the season on Saturday, May 25th, and runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the skating oval in the park on each respective date. If you're unable to attend the farmers market, stop by 1439 Coteau Street, West, or call 306-693-1728 to purchase your sunflowers.